peace, love, and light. Thank you guys for joining me. I felt called, I wouldn't say necessarily called, but I felt an inkling, I guess you'd call it, in my spirit to really sit down and just kind of express the downloads that I've been getting recently throughout my spiritual journey. Just a little bit about me. I've been on my spiritual journey for about 3 years now. I don't identify really with anything or any religion or anything of that matter, but I am African-American, so I wouldn't say just African, but Native and African-American. So I do study heavily on anything that has to do with Afro-spirituality. So that's kind of like where my foundation and my basis is. We can talk more about that in future podcasts if you guys want to hear. But at the end of the day, I don't really identify with anything. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm just a very spiritual person. I would like to classify myself as a root worker, just because my great-great-grandfather was one. I actually found that out about a couple years ago, so that was really cool. And then I just now, about a few months ago, found out what actually a root worker is. So that's even more cool because I didn't know. And so I like to just think of myself as a spiritual person who likes to use or is very good at using the elements, the earth, and the things around me to create divination. I'm also very good at talking with spirits, or not necessarily seeing, because I don't really see things, but I feel and I hear things. So it's kind of like my practice, you guess I could say, that's kind of like my channel, my focus, or my craft, or what I'm really good at. With that being said, I feel that I get a lot of downloads, or I get a lot of information when it comes to our spiritual world and just our 3D realm here on this earth and the things that we've all been going through. And we as a people, as African-American people, and even if you don't identify as African-American people, but the Moors or the people, heavily melanated people, or the people of Black descent, we, I feel, have been under such spiritual warfare because we don't know ourselves. We go through a lot of trauma, a lot of turmoil, because we don't tap into a divine essence of who we are. And that's why I really cling kind of heavily to Afro-spirituality and Kemetic spirituality, because it really touches on the laws of nature and how they correspond with our 3D realm without stripping away the fact that you yourself as a melanated being are God. So I know that that's kind of going to rub a lot of our people the wrong way, because a lot of our people are still heavy Christians. So I'm not trying to disrespect anybody or disrespect anybody's religion, because for me, it's all the same. Not one has more power than the other. And I can really dive into that heavily, explaining the ancient laws of why that is so. But I just need our people to understand our divine essence of who we are as a people. And we are melanated people. We are God in the flesh. And I don't mean that from an ego standpoint. I mean that from when you understand how things work and how things from the spiritual correspond to our, from our spiritual and mental to our physical and 3D earthly realm, you will understand what that means to be God. With that being said, I guess the best way to explain it is just to talk a little bit about the ancient laws of Kemet and start off that way, because that will be the basis of all of my teaching. That will be the basis of all of my logic. That's just because it's honestly the basis of everything. The ancient laws of Kemet were made by the ancient people of Kemet. There's a really deep and rich history on how they came about. And it can be played a lot of into Greek religion and Greek mythology and history, because a lot of the things that happened over in ancient Kemet, which was renamed ancient Egypt, is very similar from Greek and our westernized world. So they say that a lot of this knowledge was given down to a one major prophet, or like what we call a deity of knowledge now. And I'm just trying to keep it simple so we can understand. So when this deity accepted the knowledge, he did not teach. He only let people that were, I would say, worthy. And I wouldn't say worthy, but people were ready. There's a quote that says that when the student is ready to learn, the teacher will appear. So this is what this ancient prophet pretty much was. He was just someone who was put in this position so he could teach people who were necessarily, who were ready to learn, who were ready to understand, and who were ready to understand the divine essence. As humans, we have a mommy and a daddy, and that's great, and we understand that. But we don't understand who created mommy and daddy, and who created their mommy and daddy, and who created their mommy and daddy, and who created you, and who created the sister next to me, and who created this brother next to me. And we know sex created them, yes, but we as a people, we're always searching for home. Where did we physically come from? And I love ancient Kemetic laws because it literally is so. No matter where you, what standpoint you're looking from it, whether you're looking from a Buddhist standpoint, whether you're looking from a Christian standpoint, whether you're even looking from an atheist standpoint, it still speaks truth to no matter what standpoint you're looking for. And so the first ancient law that I want to talk about, because it's the most simple, is the law that states that everything is mental. With that being said, that just means that anything that you think of has already been in the mental. And this one's kind of like a heavy concept. So just bear with me while I try to explain it. When you have a thought, it doesn't just come from anywhere. Because you as a person, because everything's mental and everything comes from the all, you as a person came from the all. You as a person came by as a thought, because your parents thought of you, mental. Your parents laid down to have sex with you, and you were created, and your spirit and the thought of you was pulled from the all through mental power, if that makes sense. That's why they say, be careful what you think. That's why the power of manifestation and the law of attraction works so heavily and so well, because I think I read this quote by Oprah. If you think about something long enough for 7 seconds and then more, it will be manifested into this world. And that just goes back to the ancient laws. This plane was manifested because the all started to recognize itself as a conscious being. And then in turn, it created life of itself. And the law of correspondence says that whatever is in the all and whatever is mental is also spiritual, and whatever is spiritual is also physical. With that being said, it would only make sense that if the all started to think of itself as a conscious being, a spark, a brainwave, what we call them now, a sensor, a transmitter, something sparked and happened for the all to start thinking of itself as a conscious being. I think the scientists like to call it the Big Bang Theory. They got that from the ancient laws of Kemet. And even if they didn't, the same knowledge was downloaded, but the same principle and concept was there that came from our people. When the all started to think of itself as a conscious being, a mental being, because that's one of the laws, it expanded, and it had to start acting out, because according to the laws of correspondence, whatever's mental, whatever's spiritual is also physical. It started acting out what it would mean to be a mental being having a physical experience. And that's where I believe where we came from. Now, I believe a lot more than that. I believe it's bigger than just us. But for the basis of this right now, that's where I believe we came from. we came from this spiritual pool that they call the All. And everything comes from the All. And in order for things to be brought from the All to the physical and to the physical to the spiritual, it has to start out as mental, which is why your brain is a spiritual organ. Your heart is a spiritual organ, because these things transmit signals. It's how you interact with the world around you. So at the very basis, just understanding that, how could you not understand that you as a melanated person are God? Because if we look back on it, we say, well, yeah, the law of correspondence says that whatever's in the all and whatever's mental is going to correspond in the physical. So if the all corresponded itself over here in the physical, and this is what we see now from the all is us and we are the all. If the all is God the creator, we are God the creator, which is why humans have the innate ability to create life and have the ability to create. Let's make it even more simple. That building that you see, may or may not, I don't know if y'all live in, I don't know where y'all at right now, or where you're at, the building you're inside of right now, that tree right now you're looking at, you know, that couch you're sitting on, that dog you're petting, that TV you're watching while you're kind of drowning me out in the background. That's all came from the all. It all came from a thought that someone had. Hey, I want to make this TV. Hey, I want to plant this tree. Hey, I want to build this building. Hey, I want to invent a couch. And that thought didn't just come from somewhere. It came mentally from the all, which is why they say God is in everything and God is in you. And I think when we start to understand this as a melanated people, we start to understand our power and our divine essence, and we start to take that back. The reason why they don't want us to know these things is because if you know who you are and you know your divine essence as a person and as a spiritual being and as a godlike being, you cannot be bought. They can't sell you anything, because you don't need this, you don't need that, you don't need this. You all you need to do is just be. And you understand that if you really want something, if you're even invested in something, it will manifest. You don't need anybody else to give it to you. You don't need anybody, and nobody else can take it from you, because it's yours. Now that we've understood a little bit more of the law of correspondence and how it pertains to the law of spiritualism and the law of mentalism, and that everything comes from the all, I hope that we start to understand our power and manifestation and how we can use those laws to manifest the world around us, and how that we understand that when we look at everything, it is a perception of our reality. And so that's why a lot of times you'll hear people talk about the fact that there's really no right or wrong or good or evil. And while we all have a moral compass, at the end of the day, what I'm seeing through my lens and what you're seeing through your lens, and hopefully when you elevate to a certain level, what you start to see through your eye, your single eye, you'll start to understand that everything that you see is a reflection of you as a godly melanated being. Everything that you look at is a reflection of your reality and how you perceive things. And then going from there, this idea and this type of knowledge and this mindset helps us tap into our divine power. It helps us harness our power and really understand the power of our minds. And that's why I like to say, like, the mind is a spiritual organ. It's something that's kind of connected to, I like to say, the veil or the other side. We only use about, 40% of our mind capacity and brain power. And I feel like a part of us dumbed down the other, 60%, 70%, because if we were to really try and tap into and see everything, we probably wouldn't be able to process it all on this time plane. But that's why it's so important to kind of watch what we feed into our minds, and watch what we feed into our soul, even watch what we eat on the basis of that, just because
All of it pertains to a spiritual mindset and a godly mindset. And I like to say, in order to kind of dive deeper in that, I like to use, talk a little bit more about the law of correspondence. And I know I keep talking about that, but it's just, it's such a heavy and broad concept. And when you apply it to your lifestyle and to the things around you, you understand really how much power you have. And then when we talk about the law of correspondence, we talk about as above, so below. And we give the power to understanding, our power to manifest through mental power and to bring things from the spiritual realm into this 3D realm, into this physical realm. Because whatever we are manifesting in the spirit, which is why it's so important to do spirit work and shadow work and heal, is what we are manifesting into this physical. So when they talk about when you want to make a lifestyle change or just kind of change your life 360, it really all starts with your mind and your spirit. What are you taking in? What thoughts are you thinking? How do you view yourself as a spirit? And just as an essence on this plane, do you just see yourself kind of like bogged down just like as a human? Or do you tap into that divine essence and see yourself as a spiritual being having a human physical experience? And I think this is why the ancients really, they understood the power of mathematics and astrology and things of that, and the power of alchemy, because when we take things from this physical plane around us, we can manipulate them to move the spiritual plane. And that's why a lot of times we'll see in ancient Kemet or ancient Egypt, what you want to call it, we'll see formulas that are well known today and broadly known today in history. And, you know, the things that the same people that took our stuff and stole our stuff from us use it to explain their world, because it's truth, it's so. And when you use the as above, so below to describe that, we understand that these formulas can really describe how things move in this realm through the other realm. And I think the easiest way to talk about it is physics. Physics uses a lot of formulas to try and give you the laws of the universe, but little do we as people know that those things came from us. Those ideas came from the people of ancient Kemet. And just in of itself, that just shows you that that knowledge was passed down from you. I don't know if you guys have heard of epigenetics, which is literally the study of your DNA being changed and shifted through the environment around you. And so if we put that into the idea of our ancient ancestors over in ancient Kemet, and how they had these downloads and they tapped into their divine essence, and how they tapped into their divine essence, and because their environment was a product of their mental and spiritual eye seeing things. So let me kind of explain that a little bit deeper. When I say the divine essence was, I say that they were able to see things through a lens, that they understood that they had the power to shift and shape the universe and their world around them according to how they felt and how they saw things, because they understood that when they thought something, it could become so into this realm, depending on how heavily they thought it. And that's why they had a strict diet. They ate certain things because they understood what they put into their body affected their power. It affected their ability to manipulate the world around them or use alchemy or use healing power. So they understood that their power was endless, because anything that could be so, and anything that you possibly think of could be possible, because it was already, I wouldn't say thought of, but it was already a product that something that was already marinating in the all. And so the ancestors, they really understood that, which is why we had the pyramids. I mean, I guess that's the most simplest way of saying things. They really understood that the world and the universe was endless, and that nothing was necessarily up to chance. And I want to get a little bit deeper in that, because when we talk about the law of correspondence, we have to add the law of cause and effect. And the law of cause and effect is just says that everything has its effect according to a law. And chance is just a law that hasn't been understood yet. So it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how you try and manipulate it. The laws are so. They are set. And so the ancestors understood that in their power, they had to become not the users of the, they had to become the users of the law of cause and effect. And they had to become the causes of the effectors. They had to become the people who caused things to happen. And it's not as simple as, you know, getting up out of, you know, I mean, it can be though, don't get me wrong. It can be as simple as getting up, you know, off your butt one day and just deciding like, hey, I'm going to go out. I'm going to make a difference. Like, I'm going to touch some lives. I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to do this. I'm going to give back to my community, because that is using the laws. So, but it's also a spiritual thing. And it's also, if you understand that you want to tap into your power, you really want to shift things around you, you really want to make things move for you. I mean, you can use this as like, you know, your mantra. You know, I will now be the cause of my effects. I will now be the cause of why my life is a certain type of way. And I don't think, I feel like now so much in our culture, we have kind of lost that regalness that we used to have, that understanding of who we are as a people, and the fact that it was literally a cause and an effect. It was us deciding to come here on this plane to suffer a little bit, to give back. But now we have to do something about it. Now we have to understand what our ancestors really meant. And when I talk about epigenetics, I mean that all of that DNA, all of that mindset is right there. That's why there's like a running joke. I know, you know, when you're cooking something, you say, oh, the ancestors just, they tell you when to stop sprinkling all that seasoning on there. That's enough. Just dab that baby right there. You know, because, and I mean, we laugh about it like it's funny, but it's the truth. It's, they're right there with you. The mind, DNA, it's something extraordinary. And if we really understand the power that it's capable of, we'll be able to tap into what our ancestors were doing thousands and millions of years ago, building. And I say millions, don't get me wrong, because we have been here for a long time. You know, just the answers are already there. And if we do a little bit, I mean, I touched on a few things. I didn't even really get deep on everything, because I want more for us to talk about, and I want more for us to dive into. But I really just kind of wanted to touch into a few things. And I know, like, you know, throwing these things out there, like Kemetic laws, you know, as above, so below, you know, the, you know, study of epigenetics. I know those are things we kind of heard as a community, a little bit kind of transpiring, you know, in the water, but we haven't really, I feel like, dive deep into it to really understand what these things mean and the power that it can bring to our community. And I mean, I want to use Christianity as an example. That thing works. It works to a degree, I'm trying to tell you, because when you have a whole bunch of, I mean, there's power in covenant, and there's power in two or more coming together and touching and agreeing. And when we understand, when we go back to our roots, because Christianity, when they go to their roots and what they're about, that's a $1 billion business. It's booming. Why? Because you have thousands, millions of people of like mind praying, meditating to this deity or whatever you want to call it, because there's energy there. Whether it is something, you know, that it's good energy or bad energy, I have no say so. That's not what I'm going to talk about. But I'm just using it as an example that it's, there is power there, there's energy there. And that is because you have people touching and agreeing on like mind, on sound accord. And if we as a people could get back to our roots and get back to our power. We could understand that we could really seriously have that same power. And I love that in the community, so many of us are going back to Afro spirituality. We're doing ancestor work. We're talking, you know, with our elders, and we're really getting back to that power. And I want to see more of that on a bigger scale. And which is why when I was asked to do this, I have to admit, I was very nervous about it, but my reasoning was I got tired of getting up, pit upside the head by my ancestors and by spirits who have been telling me that it's time. The downloads I get, the knowledge I get, the wisdom that I get, it's something that could really help us. I mean, even if you don't want to get spiritual with it, but just understanding, you know what I mean, the law of attraction, the law of manifestation, and how it pertains to the law of spiritualism, the law of mentalism, the law of the all as above, so below, the law of correspondence, the law of the law, we could really understand that we can really do something extraordinary. And it doesn't have to, and it gives this sense of power and this sense of urgency where it kind of takes your life out of the chance of another deity or of another person. And it puts your life and your, and whether you make things happen or not, and it puts kind of your divine essence and your spirituality in your own hands. So with that being said, I really want to dive more into the law of correspondence and epigenetics and how we can really use those two simple basic things, because they kind of explain the basis of the rest of the laws, and really use that to manifest the things around us and really use it to get our community and get us as melanated beings back into our power, back into our divine essence. And you guys are going to hear me say power, divine essence a lot, because it's so, it's true. I have seen it. I've witnessed it with my own eyes. And here I want to dive a little bit more deeper into that with you. Now, when our ancestors, when they got to a certain divine plane, they understood that in order to really just tap into their divine essence and their divine power, that they must not be the, they must now become the users and the creators of the law of cause and effect. So with that being said, you can tie that into the study of epigenetics. And I'm just going to touch on that again for those of us who are just joining or those of us who don't know what that is per se. Epigenetics is just the study of the fact that your nature and your environment is going to change your DNA. So I know a lot of times if we take in any of those natural science classes, psychology, sociology, socioeconomic, any of those type of classes, we'll start to understand that they talk a lot about nature versus nurture, which is just saying that, is it the way your upbringing, you know, is it how the people around you brought you up? Does that play on your DNA, your personality, your perception, you know, how you go about your life, what the type of person you'll become? Or is it nature? Is it your environment that does that? And epigenetics is just the study of how your environment can change your DNA. There was a great study that came out a while ago that talked about people who went on a vegan or a raw or a plant-based diet. They were able to cure themselves of ailments that had been passed down throughout their family, throughout generations. And in turn, being able to do that, they were able to, I guess you could say, change their DNA or alter their DNA or twerk their DNA in a way so that that was conducive for a healthy living life. With that being said, with that small bit of material, man, it can really go to show you that you, when you understand the power of the laws and you understand the knowledge that what our ancestors gave us, you understand that you have a godlike, and I don't want to say godlike because you are a reflection of God itself in the flesh. You have the ability, and even the Bible says, for those of you who are looking at me sideways, even the Bible says that you are made in his image, and the power that he has, or the Most High has, you have as a reflection of that. And then you can turn that back to Ancient Kemet, the law of correspondence, that the power that is in the all, which can be, you know, substituted to say the all is the Most High, or Ifa, or the Creator, because ultimately that's what it is. If we are in the all and we are corresponded as a reflection of the all, we are God. And with that being said, if everything comes from us because of the law of cause and effect and the law of correspondence, so everything that we think has now been manipulated into the 3D world from mental to physical power and from spiritual and mental to physical power, then we start to understand that, okay, everything goes according to the law. Everything is correspondent from this plane to the next. Now I can use this power to create my reality around me. And not only that, create my reality in a way that is going to put me in the position to be God, and not a effector, but a causer of this effect. We can manipulate our environment. We could really rule the world if we wanted to. And the ancients understood that, which is why their monuments are out of this world, which is why we're still trying to figure out how they did the things that they did, how they came up with the things that they came up, how they got the downloads and the formulas that we still use today that we got from them. But I want to give you the best example. Sometimes you just know things. Sometimes you have this intuition that just tells you on a deeper level what is so. Don't go that way. Go this way. Don't go right. Go left. Sometimes as a melanated being, we are blessed with an intuition where we just know things. And that is because of that, because of the cause of epigenetics. And epigenetics only works because of the laws. And when the ancestors understood that, hey, I can manipulate my universe, I can manipulate the things around me, they also understood, well, when my child is born, they're born to look like me. But not only they're born to look like me, they are born with the knowledge that I have as well, which is why you find so heavily that talking with your ancestors, communing with your ancestors, or diving back in to this ancient Kemetic knowledge or this Afro-spirituality is so sacred and so important, and there's power in that. And since I've started to dive into this practice, I found that my intuition is sharper. I found that I just know things that I wouldn't other normally know. I found that I'm getting downloads out of this world, and I know they're so because, you know, I'll watch another brother, and I'm not really a fan of everything that goes on into his life or his practices or his teaches, but Dr. Sebe talked about epigenetics. And I know some of us know in this community, Nature Boy, or whatever he calls himself these days, a LIGO bishop, I don't know what he calls himself these days. But even though he's a crazy person, he had some knowledge to what he was speaking. What he was speaking somewhere in there was so, because he talked about epigenetics and he talked about being God as a melanated being and manipulating your environment and watching what you were putting into your body. And when I was watching his videos, I'm like, I'm getting these same downloads. And then when I would talk to some other, ascended melanated being, they would be getting these same downloads. And it's crazy to me because you can only put one thing, and that's the fact that this knowledge, according to the laws, is passed down within us because DNA, mindset, your body is a spiritual organ in and of itself, and it has to be according to the law of correspondence. So I know I've been kind of just spitting all this knowledge that I've been getting at you guys for like the last like 30 minutes to an hour. So I kind of want to just tone it down and really just, because I'm the type of person that I have this knowledge. You know, we have this knowledge. We all have it. It's all in us, according to the laws. What are we going to do about it as a community? And I know I started the beginning of the segment off, I talked a lot about how we as a people are in turmoil. We are in spiritual warfare because we don't know ourselves. We don't know our power. We have been stripped away from our culture, from our tradition, because the people that want us to be where we're at right now, I'm not going to get into that. That's another video. Not going to point fingers. That's another video that we may do another time. But the people that really want us to be where we're at, there is a reason why things are hidden. There is a reason why they take the statues and they turn them white. When they found the statues, they were bronze. When they found the statues, they were brown. When they found the hieroglyphics, they were brown, coppered colored. When they talk about the Aboriginals of America, they called us coppered colored with coarse hair like wool. Nothing of what they say the Aboriginals or the Natives look like now. And there is a reason why these things were stripped from us. Because if we really start to do research and we really start to dive into all of this, we'll understand the correspondence, there goes that word again, or the relation or the similarities between ancient Kemetic, which is us, religion, Afro-spirituality, us, religion, and everything else around the world. It all comes from soul. I mean, the easiest way I can put it is the Asian culture, Latina or Latin spirituality. I don't know how to pronounce that word, so I'm not going to say words that I don't say. But they talk about the Orishas. Where'd that come from? Or if you look at even Catholic, I learned just recently that a lot of times, we as a people, we would hide our deities or we would hide our orishas behind the Catholic idols that these our oppressors came and tried to, you know, pretty much shove down our throats for us to learn and understand. But the thing was, the joke is on them because all that came from us. So which is why I don't really knock any certain type of religion. I start off the segment saying I don't knock any certain type of anything, because if you move past that and you start to understand where you really came from, and that's Kemetic spirituality, that's those Kemetic laws. When you really start to understand that stuff, you start to understand, I don't really need anything. I don't really need a deity. I don't really need anything outside of myself, because all of that is just a reflection of me. And when we start to understand this, of course they don't want you to know that. Because if you know that, and I'm going to say it as simple as this, a melanated being who knows his or her divine essence, a king or queen, a god or goddess, they cannot be bought. You cannot put a price on knowledge. You cannot put a price on my spirit. You cannot put a price on these things that I have come to understand as so. And within of itself, it's given me power and understanding of my environment and the things around me, epigenetics. I mean, I'm trying to tell you these things, these little hints that these people have left for us, that our ancestors have left, these little hints, these little messages. It's not just pretty pictures. It's not just books. It's not just scrolls. It's not just a language I can't understand. It's something that I must commit to myself and commit to a lifestyle of understanding my knowledge and where I came from, because we started this knowledge. We started the knowledge of the universe. No longer should our children have to go and sit in classrooms and be taught by a white scientist on some stuff that they just pretty much repackaged that came from us. No longer do I need to be in that mindset of a receiver. I am now a giver. I am now a user of the law of cause and effect. And I understand that I cause and affect things around me, my environment. I really want to touch into this because I see so much in our community of us giving our power away. And knowledge is power. And it's not just something that's just said because it's cliche, because it's cute to say. It's something that is really so. With that being said, I feel like a lot of us have started to ascend and transcend this kind of superficial mindset that we've had in the past. And from the outside looking in, a lot of people will call it woke or conscious or being aware. That's my favorite thing, is being aware. Just being aware of your power, being aware of the knowledge around you and how it pertains to you as a melanated being. It's no longer us as a people on the outside looking in of this knowledge that we feel like the greats passed down to us, Einstein, Plato, whatever you want to call it, philosophers and scientists, man, bump them. All of that came from us. And when we start to have that type of understanding, it'll start to give you a power it's for you to tap into. And what I really like to see in the future is not us just talking to each other, because I know a lot of you guys are going to listen to this and maybe pick out some things that you haven't heard before. But a lot of you guys, whether subconsciously because you were getting downloads from your ancestors or from your elders, but a lot of us have already heard this knowledge before. I want to see more of us replacing what our young ones hear with that crap that they give us, with the real stuff, with the real essence, and where it really came from. And I say that because I know how I felt when I sat down in the classroom and they tried to tell me I came from a monkey. I know how I felt when I sat down in the classroom and they tried to tell me, you know what I mean, that I was lesser than because of slavery, because of the pan-Atlantic slave trade. I want to replace that narrative, because it took me years and years and years to strip away that brainwashing as a child and to really start to refocus, recenter my mindset and my perception to the truth and to where I really came from. So I feel that with this knowledge that we've been getting, it's our duty to teach. It's our duty to pass on. No longer are the keys of knowledge hidden for those who are worthy. Now, you have to be ready for the knowledge. I agree. You have to be in a mindset to receive the knowledge. I do agree. But at the same time, we still must understand that it is very important for us to pass that on. It's very important for us to learn. So epigenetics can do its work. And when we have children and when they have children, the knowledge is there. I understand why it's so important to cling so heavily to your traditions, to your culture, to the knowledge of your ancients and of your greats, because they knew things and they were able to see things that we possibly cannot. And it's not our fault. We're just a product of the environment that we were brought up into. But you know that great saying, when you know better, you do better. Now it is time to do better because we know better. I really, really, really thank you all for joining me today, or tonight, I should say, because it's nighttime. But joining me and coming in with open hearts and open minds to even click play to hear what I have to say, because it's just me. But it's so important, I feel, for us to be open-minded and receiving in spirit and in love. And I thank you all for joining me. I look forward to talking to you next Monday. Peace, love, and light.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.